As we do on the first Monday of every month, we head up the county over on State Road 46 West, and we are at the RBB today, and there's our great friend, the superintendent, Dr. Jerry Sanders. Hey, quick week for you guys, and when you get a Monday with 70 degrees and sunshine, well, that's a good way to start it. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yes, we are enjoying this beautiful day, and our spring break starts on Friday and go all through next week. So, in fact, I'm feeling a little bit like I have spring breakitis this afternoon.
Join the club, buddy. When it's this nice outside, you just stare out and you start daydreaming, and then all of a sudden the days shrink to hours, and then the hours, and boom, spring break is here. But you're a little bit different. In the old days, I thought, didn't you guys used to have 2 weeks for spring break? Now you just have a week and the extra day. Talk about how that came together and why that's important for your district.
Yeah, so about 5 or 6 years ago, I think they tried the 2 weeks, but it was really too much time for the students to be off, because as soon as we come back from spring break, we're really knocking on the door for some pretty important student assessments, and we need to get ready for that. And so we're back to 1 week, and I think that provides our students and staff just enough break to get refreshed and ready to go into the last grading period. As that Monday we come back from spring break, it begins the last grading period of the school year. So that's hard to believe.
Well, the good news is it starts a new one, so the other one is over with, and everybody can have a vacation and take a deep breath on how everything else is moving along there. Now, last week, Tuesday, you guys had an early release day, and if people are new to your district or thinking about heading in that direction, what does an early release day do in the RBB?
Well, last year we applied for a flexible waiver through the state that allowed us to have some time for our teachers to participate in professional development, and we also use that time for parent-teacher conferences. So we had 4 early release days this year. So the students come to school physically in the morning at normal time, and then they dismiss at lunchtime, and they don't have to do e-learning the rest of the day. That's just early release, and we have enough extra instructional time that built into our schedule that we can easily allow the teachers to have this time. And then this particular last one we had last week was on school safety and how to respond to emergency situations. And so, of course, that's really important for our teachers to get that kind of training.
So it's a double-edged good sword where everybody's getting a little break, but we're also learning something on top of that.
Yes. And you know, we do appreciate all the extra work that the parents have to do to make arrangements. We try to make sure we don't do that too often, but we only do it because it's just really important that the teachers have this time to focus on things such as school safety or parent-teacher conferences.
Yep, all of that is very, very, very important to every level of education, and you guys at RBB get that all taken care of. And speaking of it, well, it's never too early, right? The preschool enrollment is now open. Kindergarten welcome house is going on. When do you guys ever slow down? Ever? No.
That's a great question. I don't think we do, but yes, you have to already start getting ready for next school year. The enrollment for the preschool opened March 1st, and actually we're taking names to be on our waiting list, and so that's a good thing. It's just an awesome preschool opportunity, and we would like to continue to expand that and open it up to more families. And then we also have our kindergarten welcome week coming up on March 27th through the 31st, so parents can get on our website and reserve a spot to come in, and the teachers and the students get to know one another and fill out important papers. And then on March 31st, we'll have a guided tour, an open house at the Edgewood Primary School. And we always believe if we can just get our prospective parents into our schools, they see what amazing things our teachers are doing, and they definitely want to be part of the Edgewood family. So some very important dates coming up here for preschool enrollment and kindergarten enrollment, so we're pretty excited.
And we talked about the preschool enrollment, the early childhood center. Is that a space restriction or a teacher restriction? I know you said you want to expand it. What's the next step in that phase?
Right. So we're basically moving into our last phase of expanding the preschool. It was out on a facility on 46, and we wanted to bring it in on campus as quickly as possible. So we had our preschool within the primary school, and then the second phase was to add on the four classrooms. And we really wanted to be able to demonstrate a need to our taxpayers, so we wanted to be able to definitely show that this is, we needed to expand, and we do, and the works are there are plans in the works to do just that, so we're excited about expanding that opportunity for our families.
Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest this afternoon. He is a superintendent at the RBB Edgewood School System. You can find more information at rbbschools.net. But like you mentioned, though, you've got 100 things coming up after we get back from break. Who are you locking in? You're gonna start. What are we gonna? That sounds like too much fun. You're looking for volunteers to do that, and we're gonna lock some folks in for the Edgewood High School all nighter. Why is that an important part of the school year for the high school kids?
Well, you know, it's really important to build a positive culture in our schools, and the elementary and junior high high schools are junior high schools are just they have a lot of activities that they're able to implement that build that school culture, and so an overnighter for the high school students will enable them to just have a little bit of fun, get to know each other, build relationships, and improve that culture at Edgewood High School.
Well, isn't part of that as well, Dr. Sanders, some things that you missed when we had the COVID and the restrictions and all that?
Yes.
So you're kind of getting back to normal here. How good does that feel?
It feels really good. There are many times. In fact, I had that thought today. I was in a meeting, and I just thought how nice it is to sit around and meet, not to have masks on, and be sitting, you know, 6 feet apart and things like that. It's hard to believe what we had to go through for those couple of years, but yeah, we're really excited. I did want to bring up a really cool experience we had last Thursday night. It's one of my favorite nights of the year. We participated in the Greater Bloomington Area Chamber of Commerce Success School Educator Awards Night. And so we had...
Were five, busy, weren't you? Yes, you were.
Yes. Yeah, we had five teachers that were given the Outstanding Educator of the Year Award, Stacy P.A., Rebecca Pittman, Megan Stelly, and I guess four, Robin Taft. And then the Leading Light Award was given to the State Championship Marching Mustangs under the direction of Aaron Wells and his staff. And it's such a fun night because we get to recognize teachers. And I said in my statements that any night that we can recognize a teacher, it's a good night. And, you know, because our teachers work so hard, and I wish we could honor many, many more because they all deserve it. And it's a lot of great sponsors that help pull that night off. And it's just a fun evening and to thank a teacher. So,
and the other part of this, the Leading Light Award, I know you love to brag about your marching Mustangs. Please do. That's a big award because that program affects so many kids and families in your district positively.
Oh, absolutely. In so many ways. You know, it's really a great way for parents to be involved. Parents of band students and show choir parents, they they put in an awful lot of work, and they're so proud of their students when they have these great accomplishments. But our band students, right after school is out, they start practicing for the fall, and they're here every night and every morning, and they're just worked so hard. And last year, you know, when we won a state championship, we were so proud of, and to be honest with you, we have a very talented group of students and staff. Aaron Wells and his staff, we're just lucky to have people of that quality leading our band program, and it just pays off for our students, and it really shapes them into the person they're going to be when they go out and be members of our community and become our future employees. And they learn how to be dedicated, show up for work, do their job at a high level. It's just, I mean, I could go on all day.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. And a very successful program in building life skills as well. So a great night of celebration. I believe that was with our friends at Shreve Hall at Ivy Tech. And I'll talk to Eric Spoon more next hour. So he'll brag on you guys even a little bit more.
Eric and his staff did a great job. And so be sure to tell him I said thank you.
You've got it. And I know you guys have done that as well. All right. So the business side of things, on the 20th of last month was your monthly meeting. Any big news headlines come out of that you'd like to pass on to the community, Dr. Sanders?
Well, we were able to award our bus bids, bus routes, and contracts for next several years, and we have we awarded the bus routes, 9 routes, to 2 different contractors. So it's always really good to get that accomplished. Our bus drivers and transportation department, they work so hard to get our students to school and home again safely. I have one of the best jobs because I listen to the radio and listen to the conversations between bus drivers and they just work so hard to collaborate, and if there's a storm and someone's road has a tree down over it, and you know, there's always another bus driver says, "I'll get those kids on the other side." And so it's really good to recognize our bus drivers and those who have the contracted routes. They're just great partners for us. Another really, I think, pretty cool, it doesn't really look that cool on the agenda, but we've got approved a service agreement with a company they're going to help us with having a donor page on our website. And so anybody who wants to donate to a specific cause for the school corporation, there'll be places where they can go, and we want to make it easy for our donors and be able to provide information to them on opportunities to give back to our Edgewood schools. And so the board approved this service agreement, and so hopefully in the next few weeks we'll have that up and running.
Is that financial considerations or donation of items or both? How does that work?
It's mainly financial, okay. But there's also open-ended part, but where they can just maybe express how they would like to donate. But the kind of the vision is taking a specific need and putting it the information then on our website, and then those who are looking to donate can get on there and say, "Oh, that sounds like something I'd like to support." And so it's just really trying to communicate better to those who want to give back to the school corporation. And we just, every board meeting, we get very excited and do all that we can to recognize those who donate to the school system, and specifically to our students. We had a recent need for providing some scholarships for our fifth graders going to Bradford Woods. And so that was one area just recently where we were able to share that information, and people really stepped forward. And so it just kind of helps us to be part of the community. We want to also be able to give back to our community, not just ask. We want to be able to give back to our community and have our students to do the same thing. And so we're always looking for those opportunities to build partnerships with throughout the community, really.
See, now just like that, Monday's almost over, and we've only got three more days left to go before spring break in the RBB. RBBschools.net. I hope everyone has a great final 3 days here of the short week at the RBB, and everybody has a fantastic spring break. We'll get caught up with you just when April gets started, and we'll have a lot to look at. You told me about all these great things coming up in March after spring break. Well, come back and talk to us in the fourth month, and I hope we're a little bit warmer.
And Mike, if I could get in
there real
quick, our school board meeting for March is actually a week later. It's going to be March 27th at 6 o'clock. It's usually the third Monday, but because of spring break, that pushes it back another week. So I want the community to know that our March board meeting will be on March 27th. At 6 o'clock.
We will remind them of that when we get back from spring break as well. And spring officially arrives on March 20th. So that next meeting you have will be in the springtime. Wow, that sounds even warmer as well. Hey, go enjoy the rest of this day. And thanks for the update, Dr. Sanders. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.